Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Killjoy8, and he just sent me a donation as a thank you with no topic. A week ago I was listening to Andrew and Tristan Tate attack their haters, and one of their main arguments from their critics was that they were nice guys, and that the Tate brothers were bad boys. Tristan Tate said that he was a nice guy too, and would pay for women's dates and open doors for them. That he was a gentleman and that the Sims criticizing him were lonely, and their main selling point to women was that they were nice guys, so women should give them attention. It made me think that the YouTube critics had drank the period blood Kool-Aid and began believing that women wanted nice guys, even though for years now we've been hearing phrases like, nice guys finish last, and nice guys get friend-zoned. But how much truth is there to this idea that nice guys don't get the girl, and women aren't attracted to them? Especially when they shout out, respect me, love me, because I'm a nice guy. Or at least when they're virtue signaling that they are nice guys, but they're actually creeps. Why is it that suddenly we're seeing so many guys online promoting the idea that being a nice guy is some sort of accomplishment? I think part of it has to do with the idea of cultural differences and the idea that being a bad boy is part of toxic masculinity. Also, guys expect it to be nice to women in the East, but in the West it's all about virtue signaling. Two different cultures were colliding when the Tate brothers adopted Eastern values in Romania, and were basically pumping them out to Western men through social media, and the Western men were criticizing them for being so-called sex traffickers. If I was Andrew Tate, I'd sue them for slander and libel, claiming that by saying that he was a sex trafficker with no proof on their YouTube channels was damaging to his reputation. If there's anything that the black-pilled community has taught us, it's that for women, looks are the most important thing, not how much of a nice guy or bad boy that you are. What I also found laughable is how the Tates said that they were nice guys, meanwhile they were involved with the Romanian mafia, and were in the casino business with them as well as having a cam whorehouse business. Those are some real nice guy businesses right there. Sure, they might treat the women they date very nicely, which is just part of the Eastern traditionalism, but that doesn't mean that they're nice guys. Andrew Tate is putting a secret gun compartment into his Bugatti to store a Glock, and he's putting in bulletproof glass. But it's not exactly a secret if he tells everyone about it. Luckily, he's smart enough to know not to try and shoot through the bulletproof glass or risk a ricochet bullet hitting him back. In the end, though, it doesn't matter if you're nice or bad. What matters first and foremost is that you're good-looking and masculine. The second most important thing is if you have your shit together financially and other men look up to you because of your status. Being nice or being a bad boy is way down on that list. So why are Western YouTubers and men in general so obsessed with being nice recently? I'll dive into that douche pit from hell topic in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Women Want Bad Boys That Think That They're Actually Nice Guys Clown World Show. When the Andrew Tate drama and bannings happened, the media went and approached Tate's girlfriends and tried to get them to me too him, yet they couldn't create one single false allegation, even though the media was willing to pay them to say something. If there's any digital correspondence record of that, I'd hire a lawyer and sue the pants off the media companies for slander and libel. But let me get back to the bad boys versus nice guys debate. I think that modern Western manatee-shaped women are more masculine, and they're increasingly seeking out submissive feminine males, because opposites supposedly attract. So if you're a skinny, unattractive soy boy and you want a 250-pound junior land whale with a bad attitude in your life, then you need to act nice. Considering that the majority of millennials out there overweight these days are obese, I think there's some truth to the angry fat women wanting a nice guy these days, because even Chad won't touch them with his 10-inch pole. The last few women I dated back in 2015 and 16, the politically incorrect behaviors and language I used with previous girlfriends, I couldn't use on them. They were trying to dominate me and they wanted me to walk on eggshells and be more passive, instead of my old aggressive self. When I finally showed my true colors, it was as if there was too much testosterone in the room, and they liked when I actually played passive and dumb, but hated it when they realized that I wasn't. Nice guys are passive, and I think that to some extent, that's what Western women are now interested in, at least in public in many parts of the West. And many of the old rules of nice guys no longer being desirable by the least desirable women no longer ring true. In the past, when I was nice and bought things for girlfriends, they hated that, because they felt like they owed me something in return for that favor. In the 80s and 90s, many women were probably exposed to hundreds of nice guys in their lives. They were just nice to get in their pants. So they associate that behavior with creepy men that just want to use them for sex. So they subconsciously become disgusted if you're nice to them, because they assume that you must have lower sexual marketplace value than they do, because it's usually only the low-quality men that are nice to them to begin with. So if you dated a woman like that and were nice to her, it might actually trigger emotional baggage by being played by so-called nice guys that were also good-looking while they were younger. I know I'm sort of all over the place with this topic. I guess what I'm trying to say is maybe in the West we need to reconsider the idea that women don't want bad boys and that they prefer nice guys instead, at least publicly, because the bad boys are seen as having toxic masculinity these days, so he's less likely to be accepted by her social circle. Masculine bad boys are also less likely to be politically correct, and woke culture is everywhere, so women are going to expect their men to conform to it, or it might actually damage both of their reputations. Women in the West ideally want a good-looking Chad that's politically correct and is also a nice guy. He also has to be somewhat dumb and handsome, kind of like Jefferson from the show Married with Children. The modern-day woman has the attitude of Marcy from that show, except she's now 300 pounds. The bad boy is the epitome of toxic masculinity, and he's no longer socially acceptable, don't you know? But in a drunken stupor, a woman might actually go for him and keep him as a secret from everyone. A good-looking bad boy has options, but he also doesn't put women on a pedestal. Many women have horrible self-esteem and daddy issues, and they don't think very highly of themselves. So when they have encounters with men that treat them poorly, some of them feel like they deserve it. That's why to some of them, bad boys that treat them poorly are so appealing, because they feel that he's treating them with a certain amount of honesty. The Tate brothers are brutally honest, and so that would appeal to women with low self-esteem as well. Plus, let's not forget the drama. He exploits women as a digital pimp to some extent. Mind you, those women need him to make money off their bodies just as much as he needs them. On the other hand, the guys that play the part of the nice guy in the West to get women are actually auditioning for the role of husband. But if they get to play that part, then they need to realize that odds are pretty good that their wife is going to have a boyfriend that looks and acts like the Tate brothers, and their wife will pretty much cuck them. Think of this video as a bit of a thought experiment. I think that there are really two types of men that women want. The ones that are socially acceptable to her family and circle of friends, and then there's the guys that are sexually acceptable to her only. Women want both men, but they actually don't want the nice guys to know that because then they would realize that women's affections for them are not actually genuine. She only wants what he can do for her and not for who he is physically. The last thing I want to briefly share is TikTok banning certain search terms and words in their platform. I know that MGTOW was banned last year, but they've also banned black pill as well as incel. Entire words are being memory-holed there, and as YouTube becomes less relevant, it's going to become almost impossibly hard for many young guys to learn about MGTOW, especially if they just go on TikTok. MGTOW goes through periods of time in history where it pops up and then disappears again. That seems to be a very normal part of things. The censorship is crazy because TikTok is owned by China, and it's quickly becoming the dominant video sharing platform in the world, and will one day probably be bigger than YouTube. This is important because it won't be America that'll have the dominant platform, but instead China, and they'll practice censorship and promote their own brand of authoritarianism through it. The way freedom of speech from the US Constitution can be completely bypassed, for example, is if other platforms like TikTok are created that take dominance away from the American ones. MGTOW is not only demonetized on TikTok, it's also banned. That's perfectly legal because it's outside of US jurisdiction. So be prepared for more Chinese social media companies taking dominance in global social media. That's the best way to subvert freedom of speech. That's what I would do if I wanted to subvert the Second Amendment and make sure the majority of people would consume the types of content that would dumb them down and make them no longer have much of an attention span. How are you supposed to get across a complicated point in less than a minute? It seems that Andrew Tate does a good job with that, and so that's probably why he blew up on that platform. So in a way, it has the potential to dumb down the population, but in another way, it's going to make people better communicators, because they'll have to get their points across in only 30 seconds. So that means little to no redundant words, and every word people use will have to convey meaning quickly. It was an extremely powerful medium when used by Hammerhand until they threw him off of there. I hate to say this, but I'm actually rooting for YouTube to win the video sharing wars. YouTube still has 35 billion visitors each month, and TikTok is just under 2 billion. But it's used by younger people, so over time it's going to eat away at the market share of YouTube. Why do you think the YouTube seems to have panicked and released their YouTube Shorts option relatively recently? They were simply reacting to what TikTok was doing, and they kicked them in their complacency and will eat their lunch if they're not careful. Speaking of eating lunch, if the left isn't careful and isn't able to get rid of masculine men online, like the Tate brothers, then they run the risk of losing the young men out there that want fast cars and fast money, instead of simping for fat single mothers. But enough of my ramblings for yet another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Killjoy8 for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the Tate brothers wouldn't smash a land whale even if she was the last woman in the world. Even after she went on a diet. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with a Sandman for $45 US. And I will rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that are nice to women because they want whale-sized women to boss them around away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.